And now, the debut of the third and final Christmas song, exclusively heard here on Zero Doinks. This is Santos Baby, courtesy of Coach Cuse, Bill Doinks, and daughter of Bill Doinks. Enjoy! Sunday, busting up a six-game losing streak as they smacked around Deshaun Watson and the Texans. The Bears are alive for a playoff push. We'll talk all about it on this upcoming Zero Doinks episode. It's unfamiliar. A win? That's weird. We will also preview this weekend's big tilt against the hated Vikings. Kirk Cousins, ugh, gross. We will also talk all about Big Ten happenings, including Lovie Smith, former Bears coach Lovie Smith, getting fired from Illinois, plus much, much more gambling angles, fantasy football angles, and we're going to visit Minneapolis for Fans and Eggs. Coming up, Zodinks!
Zero Doinks! Zero Doinks! Zero Doinks!
Zero Doinks!
Zero Doinks!
Zero
Zodinks! Welcome back! I just may have made Dan Doinks spit out some of his delicious hams. It is a victory Monday as we're recording. That's been a while, damn near 2 months. The Bears are back, baby. I can smell the Super Bowl trophy from here. Oh my God, Dan. How you doing tonight, bud? You're wearing a Chicago shirt and a Bears winter hat. Oh, God. I tell you what, if I wasn't married, Dan, oh.
Hi.
Oh, hubba, 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 hubba. Hey, Bill, how are you? What do you think the trophy smells like?
Oh, God. That is a great question. Probably Bill Belichick's anus.
Yeah, that thing's definitely been in his, as my daughter likes to say, in his crack hole.
Ooh, that's a good term. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, Bill, Victory Monday, I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah. You know, it's always, we're always stuck in this spot like, oh, they lose. That's better for drafting, but we don't really want them to lose. And I'm in it now. Like, now we're, we win. It doesn't really, it's not going to really affect us too much. We're not getting into the top 10 at this point, right? So let's fucking win, baby. Let's keep going.
Yeah. That's exactly where I'm at, too, and I think where a lot of Bears fans are. It's like this was kind of the tipping point game, although Detroit kind of was, too, maybe in terms of legitimacy of making the playoffs. But we'll see. They still do have a pretty decent shot because the Cardinals kind of blow. So big game this weekend against the Vikings. We'll talk all about it. But let's talk about the Texans game first. Wow. Who was that? What team was that? Offense looked awesome. Defense looked awesome. Special teams was sexy. Matt Nagy did a lot of fist pumps. That was quite the performance. Damn near perfect, I'd say.
Nagy had to feel so good. That had to be a breath of fresh air for him. I don't have a lot to complain about. My biggest complaint is with Bears fans. We've now done a complete 180, at least on Twitter, of we're fucking back, baby. Mitch is amazing. Do we re-sign him? Are we keeping Nagy? Are we keeping Pace? Let's everyone just pump the brakes, all right? Like, yes, I want the Bears to win. I love that they won. But let this not be a saving game, career-saving game for Nagy and Pace. Everyone just relax. The Texans were awful. They were horrible. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, Watson, he looked terrible. I mean, I know everyone would kind of giving him, you know, making excuses for him because he has no talent left on that offense. But I thought he looked bad. He looked terrible. He looked cold. Yeah. He looked cold and he looked lost.
Yeah, he made a lot of really shit decisions and he got away with a lot of them too. I mean, his for as bad as his game line was, it could have been much worse. I don't know how you take that safety 3 seconds after you took a sack in the previous play. Like, that's just bad awareness. I know, I was surprised. That's obviously Mitch is the better quarterback then, right? Good yeah, job, well, Pace.
That's exactly what I'm saying, is everyone lining up the stats of Mahomes, Mitch, and Watson on Sunday. It's like, we're not fucking doing this, are we? Come on, let's stop. Are you saying right now if the Texans were like, we'll just give you Watson for Mitch straight up, that they would even entertain that? Stop it, Bears fans. Let's not get crazy here. I like to have a little fun, but don't take it too far, guys.
Yeah, let's see how these next three games play out. And after Mitch lights everybody's ass up, then we can talk about it. Let's extend Pace, baby. A lot of encouraging things, though, in all seriousness. Cole Kmet looked awesome again. That is, his second half of the year, he's really coming along, which is fantastic. David Montgomery actually showed some burners on that 80-yard touchdown run. That was pretty sweet. He has been absolutely on fire. Robinson definitely didn't look like a quitter on Sunday. He had a great day. 7 sacks for the defense, including Khalil Mack and Hicks. They both looked re-inspired. Cairo Santos, that dude doesn't miss. Holy shit, he's unbelievable. And then Mitch, you talked about Mitch. Like, just getting him out of the pocket, he looks like such a more comfortable quarterback. We've been talking about it pretty much every week that he has played since we began this podcast. Why is it that difficult to at least put him in a position to succeed? So it's damning against Nagy when he looks like that sometimes, right?
Yeah, and I think getting him on the run is a great idea, but our interior line, our offensive linemen are much better. They've been much better. I mean, that's encouraging. Our tackles are still horrendous. I mean, that's still a problem. But when we can run up the middle, I mean, that helps with that's your play action right there, and that really helps you out. But running through all of them, I mean, Kmet, I mean, that's really good to see. He's turned it around. He seems to have a lot more confidence. And I think he and Mitch, he and Foles just didn't really connect, right? Like that, that maybe that was the problem. I mean, Nick, I mean, Foles doesn't know what he's doing. He's trash, so he didn't get the young guy going. He wanted to see Jimmy Graham take a 30-second fall. Jimmy Graham with an awesome catch in the touchdown. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Awesome catch in the end zone as well. Allen Robinson, yeah, I kind of felt like I had to eat shit a bit after last week. I was giving him a hard time about doing the catching and just falling backwards move. He looked awesome. I mean, he was old Allen Robinson again. I mean, it just took us to play one of the worst teams in football to get it to click a little bit. So, but still, I mean, yeah, the defense looked like they had some spunk. Ooh. But Robert Quinn still still MIA. Wouldn't that have been a good game for him to have like four sacks? And still he's spunky Brewster. No, that's not it. But
I am a robot.
What else? That was fun. That was a fun game. It was still not scoring in the third quarter though. That's still
Actually score though. They did finally get on the board.
A field goal, right?
I know. I think so. But technically, I gotta give credit where credit's due. Yeah, exactly. Gotta give them their props. It was awesome. Awesome to have a stress-free watching experience. That was tremendous. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I love the uniforms. Hub Arkish does not like those uniforms, which is kind of weird because he's a big Michigan fan, and shouldn't that remind him of his boy Jim Harbaugh with those helmets? I don't get it. Do you like those unis? I think they look great in them. No, you don't like them?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't mind the jerseys. I don't love the helmet. Maybe it is because it's too much like Michigan. I think you would full blown shut it down. You don't like Michigan, right?
No, I don't like Michigan. Come on.
Yeah, that's an Illinois thing, right? They all hate Michigan.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about us, but whatever.
But I start and stop with those socks. Those socks are horrendous and I want nothing to do with them. So you're not convincing me on the rest of the uniform if you don't ditch those socks. So that's it. No, I don't care for them. I'll be honest.
Wow. I love the socks. I love everything about the, I'm going to wear that around everywhere. Just in the streets, that full blown outfit. I'm just going to wear it. You heard it here first. Merry Christmas.
Would you go, pads in the pants or would you go, Cairo Santos? Jordan Doinks looked up at one point during the game. She goes, he looks like he's wearing yoga pants. Cairo Santos. So he totally did because he has no pads in him.
That's great. I just wear those worthless little knee pads that are in football pants. What are the point of those? Those are like a couple little sponges. At least I haven't played football in a long time. But when I played, they were awful. What about at ISU or Minnesota, Dan? Did they really improve the knee pad technology, Ted Phillips?
I wore pads. Yeah, those pads and the little thigh. The thigh pads are helpful because you get hit right in the thigh and that hurts. Knee pads though, knee pads were basically like just throw a couple sheets of paper in there and they're pretty worthless. I mean, it's more about mobility at a certain point. But I'm surprised you. Actually, no, that makes sense that you'd enjoy those socks. You're a weird sock guy in general.
On my penis.
Is there a Red Hot Chili Pepper thing? Yeah. Are you a pepper head?
I do like the peppers. I do. That cover of Rolling Stones though does haunt my dreams a little bit.
What is a Chili Peppers fan call themselves? Do they have names?
I don't know the answer to that.
Chili Peps? Think? I'm a Chili
Maybe.
Pep.
Maybe. I like, you know what I do like and I miss a lot is going to Chili's and getting those, that bean dip, that cheese and bean dip. Oh, it's pretty good. Although last time I was in a Chili's, I feel like I sat down in a booth and my arms were stuck to the table. It was very sticky. Clean up, Chili's.
Speaking of clean up, you know who I want to clean up out of my life? Chili Davis. Fuck that guy. Terrible coach. Actually, it turns out he might not be a terrible coach. Just the Cubs are awful.
That's possible. I still hate him from when he was on the Twins, so fuck you, Chili Davis. That better be his real name. That better be on his birth certificate. What's his middle name?
Spicy.
It's possible. Maybe it's Jim, after Jim Davis, creator of Garfield. It's possible. Oh, I hate Mondays.
Why is this lasagna so salty? Jim, what's the owner's name again?
John Arbuckle, right?
Arbuckle, thank you.
That's right. Oh, yeah, we never really followed up on that. You went down a weird Google image hole or something. Maybe that's a horrible phrase for what you experienced. A lot of sick Garfield fans out there, I think, is what you learned.
Yeah, there's some, don't Google, like, gross. In your Google search, don't put, like, gross Garfield pictures, because it is very graphic. Very, very graphic. There's a lot of sick people out there. I don't know who makes that. Are they Garfield fans? Are they dog people? Are they cat people? Are they Italians? Who are these people who love this stuff?
I don't know. What's going on? Is it that you're pretty vague right now? Can you describe one in graphic detail?
There's a lot of Arbuckle Garfield penetration. That's all I'll say. And I would definitely not search any of this on a work laptop. I didn't do it because I'm not an idiot. I wouldn't do it on a work server of any sort, Wi-Fi connection. You will get fired. It's very graphic. And our jokes about semen in or around a lasagna were very tame compared to what I saw. And I will not be able to unsee. So... gross. Garfield people, you're gross.
You're disgusting, but not as disgusting as the Bears' odds to make the playoffs now, Dan. The Bears are one game out of the race, out of the seventh seed. Remember, there are seven playoff teams now, only one first-round bye for the number one seed overall. The Vikings, also one game out, both tied at 6-7 behind the Arizona Cardinals. So... are the Bears going to make the postseason, Dan? We put it out there on Twitter to say, we asked, what's next? Bears sneak into the playoffs. Pace gets fired. Nagy stays on. Both guys get fired. It was like split 33% across the board. Nobody knows what's going on, but I think you do, Dan. Three games left. What happens to the Bears?
I think they're just going to miss out on the playoffs. What's Arizona? Actually, Arizona has a bit tougher schedule. I mean... look, Bears fans have full-blown talked themselves into Super Bowl this year after beating the Texans. Did we forget who we were the last 2 months? We've been horrible. What makes Bears fans so confident that we're going to win this weekend? We're underdogs again. So I want to see them win. I'm just not confident in it. Am I always the wet blanket? I'm the wet blanket between the two of us. You were building that up like, ooh, we've got 14% chance. The Cardinals have a tough schedule. The Bears are playing some dog shit team. The Packers have got nothing to play for last season. And then here's me. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, the Bears. The Bears are probably not going to win. So I apologize for being that guy, but it's probably necessary, right, to balance things out a little bit. I think you balance me out a little bit more. You get me more amped up because – if I spend too much time thinking about it, I'm like, this team, this franchise is doomed for life. They're ruining my life.
Yeah, I'm here to try to help you off that ledge on occasion, but then I'll go that road sometimes. It depends. It's hard to be stable as a Bears fan. I think we can all agree. I think our listeners can agree with that. It is, they make us all psychopaths. But you know
what? Where do you
have them? I have them at 9-7 and getting that seventh seed, and we're the team you don't want to play in the postseason. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, I will say with the Vikings, they suck. They're terrible. We do have Mitch back. Mitch seems to have figured it out a little bit, or at least Nagy and Mitch seem to have figured out what works. Our line, like I said, is a little better, so we can run the ball. I mean, we definitely have a chance. I'm not saying we're definitely going to lose, but I'm just not, you know, I'm not putting us, like, beating, like, going to the Super Bowl yet. Like, everyone relax. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's very reasonable, and we don't like reasonable here on Zero Dorks. That's not true. We spray to all fields. You know that, listeners. We give you all of our thoughts, and my thoughts are usually very jumbled, and they very, very quickly change with the wind, but that's okay. I'm a psycho Bears fan. Deal with it. You mentioned Mitch. You mentioned him playing well, especially on Sunday. Zero Doinks Cornish Hen Player of the Week. There was a consensus in our WhatsApp conversation with the past Fans and Eggs participants. It seemed unanimous for Mitch to get the trophy. You give the final say, though, Dan. You don't have to give it to Mitch. Which way are you going, bud?
I'm going to go with Charles Leno. No, I'm just kidding. No, hey, Mitch, yeah, give it to Mitch. He needs something. Let's give his sensitive soul a little boost here. Good job, Mitch.
Oh, Mitch, congratulations. It's your first trophy. I don't think it'll be your last. You're on fire. Don't shoot me. It's nearly Christmas. Put me in a stocking. I love you. Don't shoot.
That was beautiful.
Thanks. That'd be weird if you put a wet hen in somebody's stocking, so to speak.
They're small enough to fit into a stocking, right? I guess I don't really know the size of a Cornish hen. They're just like little turkeys, right?
Kinda. Yeah, I think so. I you know, I've only seen him in the woods, so from a far distance.
Now, you know, you picture these hens dressed as pilgrims, basically, right?
Yeah, real classy ones.
Do you think they wear pads inside of their pants?
I think they, from a past conversation, I think they absolutely reek under whatever clothes they're wearing, kind of like those guys you saw in Hamilton or whatever we're talking
about.
Yeah,
that's right. Just, good call. Good call. All right,
no
good call
what.
Back. Yeah, yes. So, it was a fun game this weekend.
It was a fun game this weekend. Congratulations to Mitch for getting the golden cock of the week. If this is your first time listening to the show, by the way, this has to be the weirdest introduction you have ever heard about anything. And thank you. You're welcome. And we apologize. Dan, are we going to talk about the Vikings game at the beginning of next segment? I think we should. I think we should close out Bears Texans review, buddy.
Let's do it.
See you next segment.
Don't shoes to me, Arbuckle.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hams and bread, hams and bread, hams and bread, hams and bread.
Zero Dorks!
Yes, yes.
Zero Dorks!
Yes. Go!
Zero Dorks!
Push the ball, push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go! Yes, go, kick it in.
Hams and bread.
Let's go.
All right, you are buckled motherfuckers. We're back, hams and bread, where we talk a little gambling. Gamble, gamble, gamble. Lasagna, lasagna, lasagna. All right, Bears this week are getting 3.5 at Minnesota. Over-unders 46.5. Bears are 6-7 against the spread. So are the Vikings, also 6-7 against the spread. Bears over 5-8. Vikings over. Flip it, reverse it, change it. They're 8-5 overs. Okay? Bill, Billiam, Cornish hen, enthusiast, lover of Cornish hens, what are you going with?
Well, you know, I believe in things evening out. And so I think clearly the Bears are going to cover then, right? If they're 6-7, wait, that doesn't really make sense because then the Vikings would lose if they don't cover. But we're focused on the Bears. Bears are going to cover 3.5 for sure. So I would go that route. I think it's going to go under for sure because every time I go Bears over, I lose. So let's go under. Maybe parlay that and then separately sprinkle a lot on the Bears money line because as any listener knows, I'm a big money line guy. So I go Bears with the win straight up money line. Boom. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle. I go Bears plus 3.5. Tinkle all over that line with the parlay with the under. I don't care if it gets pushed down by Vegas gamblers. Doesn't matter. I'm a sharp. Dan, which way would you go?
I'm definitely taking the Bears plus 3.5.
Oh, damn it.
You thought I was going to go the other way after I was just fucking Eeyore the last segment. No, I like the Bears plus 3.5. Not overly confident on the money line, but it's Monday. I know by Friday I will have talked myself into a Bears win and probably a blowout. I'll probably end up flipping it to Bears minus 3 to get a little extra on the back end. So I'm definitely taking the points. Sprinkle a little on the money line. I'll do that as well. I actually like the over. I like the over. I feel like the Bears actually figured out how to score points now, and that over-under hasn't adjusted. I still don't trust the Bears' defense. Kirk Cousins, you like that. You like that. He's going to get a few touchdowns. So, yeah, I like the over. I like the over. Bears plus 3.5. Just a touch of money line.
Okay. That is a hot take. And speaking of hot, Rick Fieldsman, our resident actual sharp, I think we can call him a sharp, he had a 3-0 weekend, guys. Unbelievable. Not if you went to Parlay City when he was going money line at the very end, but if you went with his original picks when he was going against the spread, he went 3-0, which makes him 26-21-4 overall throughout his career here on Zero Doinks. That's fantastic. Maybe he has a sponsorship. 3-0, baby. Let's kick it to Rick. Give us your hot picks.
Hi, this is Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Our buddy Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Ricky Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman is my dad.
Hams and Spreads. Featuring me, Rick Fieldsman.
All right, doinkers. We are back. Mr. 2-1 turns it into Mr. 3-0 this past weekend. You knew it was going to happen. I told you it was going to happen. I had the hottest picks week in and week out. And what did I say? Nobody watches the NFL. Nobody cares about the NFL. So I put all my focus on college football. I gave you the hottest picks. I broke it down. And what did I do? 3-0. And it was like a little softball. I just lobbed up it. Here, Timmy, here, lob the ball up so you can swing at it and just knock it out of the park. Oh, that was something special. Oh, the Rick Fieldsman Parlay City baby parlay didn't quite hit. UTEP came up a couple points short. UTEP, what happened? You know what, though? This weekend's a new one for the parlay. This one, you know what? No parlay this weekend. Just made it. No parlay because it's Christmas time. I don't want you putting all your monies into parlays. You need to be putting all of your monies into Rick Fieldsman 3 hot picks so you have enough cash to make it through the holidays so you can enjoy a couple spirits on your way to the new year. So that's what I'm going to do. Stay tuned. The hottest picks. I'm going 3-0 again this weekend. I broke it down. No NFL. Zero chance we're betting on NFL from here on out. We're going college football automatic every time. Should we get started? Let's get started. Hams and spreads, pick one. All right, we are starting Saturday, 11 a.m. We got Oklahoma versus Iowa State. Oklahoma are 4.5-point favorites. The only team worse than Iowa is Iowa State. They are atrocious. Oh my gosh. This state is an embarrassment. It's like who is that over there? Oh, I can't even recognize it on a map. Nobody cares. Oklahoma, they got the team, they got the players, they got the coaches, they got the fans. Nobody roots for Iowa. Nobody roots for Iowa State. Sorry, it's true. Oh, sorry to the one person who listens to this from Iowa. Feel free to not tune in anymore and not get all of my free monies and my hot picks. Hey, I'm just going to have to deal with that, I guess. Anywho, Oklahoma minus 4.5 points. You're going to give those points. Oklahoma are going to go all over the place versus Iowa State. It's the hottest pick. 1-0 going into the next pick. Let's go.
Hams and spreads. Pick two.
Yeah, I went 3-0 last weekend. 3-0. It was amazing. Yeah. No, I'll call you. Okay. So here's what we got next. Oh my gosh, we got a hot one here. Alabama versus Florida. 7 p.m. Saturday night. 7 p.m. Florida versus Alabama. Alabama, 17.5-point favorites. Okay, I'm going to break this down for you. Florida is a great vacation destination, not a great football destination. Alabama, not a good destination, period. But they have a good football team, 17.5 points. Oh my gosh, they're going to cover. They're going to win by 21. They're going to win by 3 touchdowns. It's going to be 21-0 to start, and the game's just going to end right there because of a COVID outbreak is going to happen. It was 3 minutes left in the first. The game will be official. 21-0. Alabama is going to cover. So this is what you do. You give those 17.5 points. Oh, Alabama's going to run up and down Florida. It's going to be amazing. 2-0 going into the last pick, and that's exactly where you want to be. Oh, and a little treat here before this. I got my sponsorship back. 3-0, you know that everybody's coming rushing in. Hey, how can we? Hey, I got to get a little bit of that action. How do I do? Hey, I want you to talk about me, my business. You got to get the monies all over him. Yeah, I know. But easy, guys, okay? But I did pick one, so that's what we're going to do. Going into last pick, enjoy the sponsorship. Here we go.
Hams and spreads, pick three. Printing monies, pick of the week.
Printing monies, pick of the week is brought to you by the Chicago Bears. If you thought the Chicago Bears were bad, just ask 90s English rock band James. Gosh, that was the hottest advertisement I've ever heard. You know that everybody's paying top dollar to get on Hams and Spreads. So feel free to slip into my DMs. Rick Fieldsman, open for business at the moment. Not for long. Here we go. The third pick is going to be the hottest pick. I told you last week I had the hottest pick. I was right. Here is the hottest pick. Cincinnati versus Tulsa, 7 p.m. Saturday night. Cincinnati is 14.5-point favorites. Tulsa is garbage. Nobody even knows where Tulsa is. Nobody even cares what Tulsa is. It sounds like a dance. Like, let's go Tulsa together. Nobody cares. Cincinnati is where it at. Cincinnati is, that's a real word. A lot of letters, a lot of consonants in there, a lot of vowels you got to keep track of. But Cincinnati's 14.5-point favorites. We are riding Cincinnati, and we're riding it all the way to the window because we are going 3-0. Cincinnati has a record that you wouldn't believe. So look it up, and then you'll know for yourself. Cincinnati's going to beat Tulsa. It's going to be no problem, and that's what we're going to do. 3-0, the hottest picks going into Christmas week, so you're going to have a real big case of the funds. Oh, and next week is going to be the Hams and Spreads Christmas special. Stay tuned for that. You're going to love it. Enjoy the week, everybody. Enjoy this case of the funds that I'm giving you, and as always, have a good one at the windows.
And this has been the world's greatest and first segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads with Rick Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman's the smartest person in the whole wide world. Rick Fieldsman can make you a lot of money.
Oh, Rick Fieldsman Sr. Wow, three very controversial picks. Dan, what do you think?
You know, I misread it. I thought he went 0-3 last week. I was completely wrong, huh? 3-0 for Rick? I don't believe it.
I listened back because I didn't believe it either.
Yeah,
but I know. It's amazing.
I think there's some malarkey involved there. I think you're in cahoots with him as well, and I'm too lazy to listen back. So, those are some hot picks. I don't trust Rick. He's due to fall off here. So, thanks for contributing, Rick, but I don't trust you. I don't. I trust ice cream, but not Rick.
That's fair. No, I think Rick, I think he had to borrow money from ice cream last week to even to get back into Victory Corner. Victory Circle. Not Bears Fantasy Corner. It's coming up next. Dan, do you have any teasers, pleasers, or anything in between for us, bud?
Yeah, I actually like the Bears. Go ahead and tease the Bears. Get them up to 10.5. That's a lock. That's a fucking lock. You know what else you're going to do? You're going to take the Packers, who are given 8.5 against Carolina. Carolina might be mailing it in, right? McCaffrey, yes. I think he died a few weeks ago. Rest in peace. Your brother sucks on Nebraska. He played a little bit this weekend. We'll get to that. So you're going to get the Packers at -1.5. Their Packers are pretty red hot. I don't know. They scare me. Okay, let's do the Jets are +16.5 at the Rams. The Jets are awful. I just like the idea that you can get an NFL team at +23.5, so go ahead and do that. What else I got here? Giants, I'm going to skip that. I don't like them anymore. The Colts, nope, let's not do the Colts. I can't stop losing on the Colts. Don't do them at all. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do Philly +5.5 at Arizona. You're going to get them at 12.5.
Ooh.
Jalen Hurts, kind of sexy. Yes. Kind of sexy. And I make no apologies for still loving him, Bill.
No, you shouldn't. He's the first person that I know you've ever fallen in love with. So you can't get – you can't turn your back and you cannot turn back time.
If I could turn back time, I'd fuck Jalen Hurts. That was weird. I'm sorry. That got very Arbuckle-ish. Sorry.
Don't apologize. No, it is. That will appeal to the 12% women crowd that listens to Zero Doinks. God bless all of you. And if you're still listening to this episode, you're sick. And that's what we love about you. You're perfect. You're perfect for us. You are perfect for us, and we love you. That's a compliment. Sick.
Absolutely.
Sick. That is fantastic. Any other gambling advice that you want to give the crowd, Dan?
Absolutely not.
Okay. This we is got any, Whoa.
I got excited because I thought there was going to be a new sports book in Illinois. I saw online that Barstool Sportsbook was coming to the area. Turns out, Bill, it's going to be their sports book's going to be in East Chicago at the Ameristar.
Yes. Oh my God.
So we will not benefit off of that at all. I mean, I don't know that that'll be the only one, but I just saw that news come across last week because I think it was supposed to be maybe Aurora was going to have a new that was going to be the Barstool one. But apparently it's going to be right in Rick's backyard in East Chicago, which what could that possibly be? I mean, is it just there's not actually going to be a physical sports book, right? I mean, it's just going to be because there's nothing there. It's like
there's no weird space booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for them. Phil, I hope you enjoy it, I guess.
Does that mean a return trip for Rick, yourself, and myself? Do we have to go there? No.
Oh, God, no. No chance. I wouldn't even... All right, so what in a like free credit would you need to drive to East Chicago in the middle of a pandemic?
Oh, wow. Factor that in, too. I mean, it's got to be five digits, right? It's got to be $10,000 at the minimum to get me out there.
Now, okay, think? I'll take it one step further. You have to sit in the sports book or whatever that bar is that's right across from the creepy booth opening weekend when they open, and you're not allowed to wear a mask.
Oh, God. Well, you guys don't know this at home if you've never met me or seen me, but I don't have any lips, so I'd be fine. I'd be fine. I think you need lips to get COVID.
You okay? Expand on that a bit. You think people are like smooching on the COVID?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you really dig deep into the numbers, Dan, I think what you'll find is it has to do with smooching, but not just any lips, Linda lips.
Oh, resting so, pussy.
Yeah, rest in a lot of weird porn in the 70s, Linda lips. That's another callback. I don't think I would, no offense to Phil or Rick, I don't think I'm going to Indiana for a while. I'm just not interested.
Yeah, probably not either. No, I'm not doing that. Sorry.
Sorry. Although Grease Tank's going to Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship. So that's pretty red hot.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't think you could pay me to do that either. No offense, Frank.
We'll get to that in the Big Ten Minute. Dan, thank you for all of your hot advice. And Barstool, congratulations on your relationship with Ameristar. You're going to immediately regret it. This has been Hams and Bread with a little bit of Hams and Spread. Congratulations, Rick Fieldsman. See you next segment.
Bring back ice cream.
Do you have a bear that you fantasize about every Sunday? So do we. It's Bear's Fantasy Corner. Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks. Oh, Bears Fantasy Corner. In a lot of leagues, you may be in your semifinals. Maybe Dan Doinks and Bill Doinks are playing each other in their league in the semifinals. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit, but that's not the point of this segment. This is to make you monies in your daily fantasy. All that stuff with our hot, hot picks. Dan, what are the standings now? You versus me for the year. What are we looking, bud?
We are officially locked up, tied up 6-6-1, Bill. We are tied down to the wire here. You had Ryan Nall last week. Unfortunately, he had 0 points.
Okay.
That's 2 weeks in a row for you. You've had zero. So you might need to take this a little more serious, buddy. I had Jimmy Graham. He had a touchdown, maybe another catch. I didn't look it up. I don't care. He had 9 fantasy points. So that put me at 6-6-1. We are tied. Bill, maybe pick a player this week that will get points. So you go first.
Okay. All right. I put some thought into this afternoon because I thought, I don't think I've been on what you'd call a hot streak. You know, Sam Mustipher really let me down a couple weeks ago. And so I'm gonna take a guy who had a good Sunday. He has been a pleasant surprise. He has taken a lot of snaps away from another person in his position room. It's Darnell Mooney. I want to see him hit pay dirt again. That was an awesome touchdown he had against the Texans. Let's get loose against the Vikings, buddy. Let's go, Mooney. Let's go. I need to get back in the winning circle. Bringing that back. Why do I keep saying that this episode? That's stupid. Darnell Mooney. He is my pick to click. Dan Doinks, you might have a special visitor during Bears Fantasy Corner. Who is it?
Yes, it's Jordan Doinks and the dog. She's walking very gingerly, trying to go into the room. And it's not... Nope, very squeaky door, so that's cool. That was a great pick, Bill. I love it. I'm going to one-up you here. I'm going to also go with the same position. So we're going to be – it's going to be real heated. I bet you can guess who I'm going to take. You have a guess?
Anthony Miller?
Close. Javon Wims. I'm going to take Wims. Breakout game. Everyone else is going to be – he's going to be covered. He's going to have a breakout game. He's going to sign a max deal immediately after. There'll be apologies everywhere for suspending him. Javon Wims, that's my guy.
Okay. Yeah, they ran a jet sweep with him on Sunday. I thought that was kind of weird. Like, of all the guys, why Wims? He's not really fast.
It was very unnecessary. You know what? I just got to kick my dog out of the way here, so don't mind me.
No, not at all. Not at all. You've met Jordan Doinks, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. You've met her on Estrogen and Eggs before. She's a huge John Wayne Gacy fan, so don't hold that against her.
Jordan Doinks is back. She has a hammer this time and a screwdriver. Is that what that is? And she's doing construction, apparently. Do you have your hard hat? Okay. All right. So that was fun. Yeah. That was a very visual thing for only myself. So I'm sure that was a real pleasure to listen to. Okay. So we still in Fantasy Corner here, Bill?
We sure are. But okay. Who led the league this week, Dan?
Who led the league this week? Thank you very much for bringing me back. Here's our top three. You want to guess? Want to guess who was tops this week?
Yes, Odie, John Arbuckle, and John Arbuckle's dad.
Did we figure out what the dad's name was?
No, he held a pitchfork in the only image I saw, and it was not perverted, oddly enough.
Okay. His name is either John Wayne or Gacy. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, speaking of creepy clowns, Aaron Rodgers was first this week, 41 fantasy points. Drew Locke was second. That's a weird one. He had 37 fantasy points, but even more strange, Mitch was third.
Whoa.
Mitch was third in fantasy points. That's before the game tonight, so don't hold it against me. And if you have a problem with it, go fuck yourself. So Mitch had 34 fantasy points, so that was neat. Good for him. Good for him. Most of those first quarter, right? Did he have any? Yeah, we didn't. Yeah. We only had a few field goals in the second half. Just a couple.
Interesting voice.
Yeah, yeah. So any thoughts on any of those?
That's got to be the first time, at least since we've been doing Zero Doinks, at Mitch's top three. And it also feels like it's the first time that Mahomes or Watson are not in the top three. Am I wrong about the Mitch stat? I might be.
I want to say the game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. A few years ago, he had to have been, right? Didn't he have like five touchdowns?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that might have been a week, but yeah, you're right. I'm surprised he hasn't been in a negative player as well. So,
this week? Good segue, Dan.
Great segue. Good pat myself on the back. Trash performers of the week. Taysom Hill trash performers of the week. Yeah, I'm still going with it. I don't care. Presented by Glad. Thank you for sponsoring and holding all of my empty Hams cans. Okay. Colt McCoy, quarterback for your New York Giants, had -1 point. I don't know what happened. Daniel Jones get hurt? Does anybody care?
No, I'm not sure.
They're
not
in first
a big
place.
Giants fan.
Aren't they in first place?
Or okay. I think Washington may have taken him over.
Okay, all right. Well, he had -1 point. There's a gentleman named Alex Erickson who plays wide receiver for the Bengals, had -0.85 points. And another Alex this week, Alex Smith, -0.47 points. So he, I'm really worried he's gonna lose a limb.
I know. It, yeah, they were, I was watching Red Zone a little bit when they were massaging his, you know, almost, yeah, lost limb, right? It was really, it was kind of creepy. And then he limped. I was, yeah, that thing is really skinny. That's like after you've had something in a cast for a while, right? Where you just like can't build that muscle back. Do you cringe every time he gets hit? Because
I do. And I feel like the players do too. Yeah. I feel like even when they hit him, they're like, oh, please don't die. So, yeah, good for him. He's all right.
Yeah.
He's playing okay. I mean, he's like back to old. He's like back to old Alex Smith. Check down Johnson, right?
Yes.
So, okay. So, Taysom Hill, we want to talk about him a little bit.
Yeah, we do.
He somehow had 27 fantasy points by all accounts. He was trash because he is trash. They lost to the Eagles. He got outplayed by my boyfriend, Jalen Hurts. So, Taysom, I mean, are there people that stand up for him?
I think in New Orleans, probably, right?
You think so?
Jared's buddy.
Yeah, that's right. But do you think they believe it? Like, they're like, yep, this is it. This is our guy. There's no way, right?
You can't after last week. I would think. I can't believe he had 27 fantasy points. I know most of it was garbage, I'm sure, but he was terrible.
He's basically just a little bit smarter version of Mitch.
Oh.
He's Mitch.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I think he just kind of knows where to throw it a little bit better than Mitch. But other than that, they're the same guy. He's trash. Taysom Hill's terrible. He's making too much money. I don't like his face. I don't like his attitude. He makes me hate the Saints. Stop it, Taysom Hill. Get off the field. Hey, you know what? I really like Jameis, too. Jameis should be in there. He's more fun. He's better. He has terrible eyesight. Get him in there.
Get him. No, that was a resounding endorsement right there. I mean, they have to play the Chiefs this weekend, so I'm sure Taysom will be able to keep up with Patrick Mahomes, right?
Oh, no doubt. Mahomes has got to be. I mean, Mahomes might as well just go left-handed for most of the game because it won't matter because Taysom's going to just have just dump right down his leg. So, yeah. No, I know that Taysom's put up some fantasy points lately, but I've been changed my mind. He still fucking sucks.
Yeah. When's Breeze coming back? Does anybody know that? Is he's kind of back at practice, but not doing anything, right? Still has a lot of cracked ribs, I think, among other things.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Saints seem like they, you know, are they still in first or have the Packers taken over that spot?
Yeah, they're tied, but the Packers have the tiebreaker since they beat them.
Okay. Man, the Packers just seem so much better to me. I'm really worried. I think they're Rodgers is scary this year. He's just going to do whatever he wants and hopefully he fucks it up. Let's go back to the Eagles, though, and Jalen Hurts. Would you take Jalen Hurts over Cole Kmet right now?
Yeah, I was thinking about that this week, actually. And maybe even before the game, I think it was before Sunday, because I was thinking, all right, it's his first start. He's probably going to be good, and we're all going to wonder, should we have skipped over the tight end and just gone with Hurts because he'd be starting for the Bears by now, right?
He would.
And
yeah.
Not that would necessarily work for him because he'd be on the Bears. But yes. I love Cole Kmet, and we kind of said it at the time, so we love the draft pick of Cole Kmet. And then when Jalen Hurts got drafted before our second round pick, we were all, you and I at least, were like, oh, we're a little crestfallen.
Yeah, it was. Would you? I can have. I think I would take Hurts over Komet still. I mean, I think Komet's been better, but I think this would be a perfect time to have somebody who's a proven winner. I mean, Hurts is a winner. He is athletic. I know Mitch is too, but Mitch has never proven to be anything other than a cool guy who drove a shitty car. So I guess I can never remember this. Hurts was taken before Jalen Johnson. I can never keep that straight.
Yeah, so Komet went 50, I think, right? Something like that. Hurts went 53, and I think Johnson went... I might have that wrong. Maybe I have that wrong.
I thought for some reason we passed him twice.
Shit, we might have. God damn it. I should have looked that up. I knew you were going to ask. Bud.
I was going to say, I literally knew I was going to ask that, and I still didn't look it up. So either way, I'm not upset with Komet or Johnson, and Johnson turns out to be, you know, he's turning out to be a really solid corner who's only going to get better. So that was actually a really good pick that in the moment I didn't love it because I wanted a quarterback, and I was right. The Bears need a fucking quarterback. So yeah, I think it would be nice to have him sort of in your back pocket and, you know, in this moment when you're moving on from Mitch, you really should be moving on from Nick Foles. It would be nice to just have someone in the fold and, you know, Komet, it's fine. I'm happy where Komet is now. It, you know, asked me 4 weeks ago and I was like, fuck that guy. He is trash. So
you're so right. We did skip him twice. You're correct. 43 yeah, was so, Komet. 50 was Johnson.
Okay. That's what I thought. Cause I wanted to take Komet and then take Hurts with our second pick. So it's hard for me to be upset with them taking Jalen Johnson, but yeah. You know, it's going to be hard to watch, and maybe Hurts won't be that great, but as of right now, Monday, December 14th, not a big calendar guy.
Right.
I'm a little hurt. I'm a little Jalen Hurts. He's not on our team.
Oh God. So many puns. So wonderful. All right. How are you going to do against Bear Force One this week? I'm the 2 seed. You're the 3 seed in our awesome league that's been going on since 2005. Maybe no, 2004 even. What's going to happen, Dan? I know nobody gives a fuck, but it is kind of interesting that we're playing each other in the semis.
I'm going to get my ass kicked this week. I think there's no doubt about that. I'm fine with it. I love losing to just such a great guy as yourself. There's no way I could win. No way at all. I might as well not even put out a team. But no, I was telling you off air, I was pretty happy with the numbers I put up, and I just happened to peek over at what your team did, and you would have beaten me by like 30 this week. So, I'm not confident, but I'm up a lot of fun, Bill.
Well, the Bears fantasy team that I own may have skeeted a little prematurely, though. You know, I don't know. It's all about the matchups, baby. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I hope to whoop your ass, but if I lose, there could not be a more gentlemanly person to lose to. You are a class act, Dan. And man, unbelievable. Just such a great guy.
Oh, nobody's better than you, Bill. You're just such an incredible fantasy owner. You're an average dad. You're a great friend, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that. In no particular order. This has been Bears Fantasy Corner. Thank you, Dan, for all of your research.
Bye-bye, dickheads.
Have you ever wanted to follow us? Do it at Zero Doinks. Instagram at Zero Doinks. Twitter at Zero Doinks. Slip into our DMs. Wet, wet, wild. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. At Zero Doinks.
Weirdest Big Ten minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten minute.
a bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers, -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove. I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know.
The Big Ten Minute. Here we are, Bill. Bill, I would say it was a rough week for your Illini, so I'm going to just go ahead and take a timeout over here in one of the western suburbs I live in, not far from you. Big map guy. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. Yeah, good news is the Illini Hoops team whooped Duke's ass in Cameron Indoor. That was a little creepy because there were no Cameron crazies jumping around. Eerie, but I loved it. And then it went downhill from there. The hat game, the Land of Lincoln Trophy, the hat went for the sixth year in a row from Illinois to Northwestern. So I paid off a debt to Grease Tank, to Frank, Fan and Egg. You'll hear it at the end of this segment. There is a song. It's a tribute to Northwestern on behalf of an Illinois fan, football fan. So you're welcome, Frank. Hope you enjoy that. The song is called Wildcats in the Cradle. And so enjoy. But not only did Illinois lose the trophy, they lost their football coach, who was fired on Sunday morning. Lovie Smith, former Bears coach, as we all know. And 5 years into his tenure at Illinois, I want to say, yeah, 5 years, gone. Gone, fired, gone. And that came hours after Illinois lost the bragging rights game in hoops on Saturday night to the Missouri Tigers. That one stung. I'm still pissed about that game. Fuck you, Missouri. God, I hate you so much. It's irrational. But we'll talk about Lovie in a minute. Let's go to you, Dan. Let's talk Gophers first. What's going on with the Gophers?
I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry about Lovie. We Lovie. Everyone loves Mr. Lovie Smith. I mean, as Bears fans, nobody likes to see that go down like that. Actually, I feel like Lovie's got to be a bit relieved, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was never
in. He's got to be fine.
I never could picture him sitting in a living room of an 18-year-old trying to recruit. Never, right? So
no.
I heard this on the radio today that, and you had said this to me right when he got fired. We were texting about, you know, one of the reasons he probably got fired because his recruiting really fell off. I think it was Jeff Dickerson. I think he's an Illini alum, and they were asking him on the radio, and he made a comment that not this current class, but the class before, he literally didn't sign anyone from the state of Illinois.
Correct.
That's
zero Illinois signees.
That's a killer. That's an absolute killer for this state in particular, especially when talent's going to Wisconsin. Minnesota, I think, has signed this year like four guys from Illinois. That just can't happen. So that was a killer. Yeah, he has to be so relieved. And I'd love to know what is he doing now? Does he get out of Champaign like that minute, like two middle fingers out the door, like I'm out of here? Well, where does he go? I mean,
yeah, what does he do now? I don't know. I thought kind of. I was a little surprised they fired him, I guess, just because of 2020, but it was the right move. I do think that. And I did think, too, are they going to let him, like, gracefully say that he's retiring? But I don't know. Maybe he still wants to coach somewhere, so he wouldn't have wanted that anyway. So I don't know. Whatever. But, yeah, I bet he's relieved. There's no way. He's, like, you know, he's got that little arrogance to him. You know that he probably felt like, I'm not going to kiss any of these high schoolers' asses or any of these high school coaches even. Like, it's funny now you hear the stories that come out where Illinois high school coaches are like, yeah, we never heard from Lovie. Like, we heard from somebody on his staff, but he made no effort.
Really?
And somebody said on the radio today, and it's easy to say now, which is kind of bullshit, but on the radio, somebody, I think it was Lawrence Holmes, he was interviewing Jeremy Warner, who writes for the Illini Inquirer online, which is awesome. He said that Lovie actually never even bought a house in Champaign. He bought like a condo, but then he spent like every moment he could in Arizona, basically. So he was never really like he was never in, and you always kind of joked about that. I think you and I did offline. I think you're always like, he's not even like into this at all, is he? And there's probably some truth to that.
No, and the beard, the white beard was a red flag for me immediately. That was a cry for help. Like I'm losing my will to live. I live in Champaign. I'm coaching shithead kids at like a bottom tier program. Like, what a thankless job. I mean, not to say that it's not going to be a good job at some point. It can be a good job, but goddamn, yeah. He has to be relieved. Sorry, we went on and on about Lovey. Do you want to talk about the next coach now? I wanted.
Yeah, and then let's segue to the GOFs.
Yeah, so who has your eye?
So, it seems like the top three that are circulating are the guy from Buffalo, Leopold, I think, who was a Wisconsin Whitewater guy, I guess, which is he won like six national championships in a row and then got his first shot in D1 at Buffalo. Seems kind of awesome. I don't know. That's fine, I guess. Whatever. And he has Midwestern ties. And then Jeff Monken, you hear a lot about from Army. And the downside to him is they've been running the triple option at Army, but it sounds like he does that. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of Army football, although I have gambled on him and won. But it sounds like he was in the running for the South Carolina job. Like basically, he can adapt that to a spread offense pretty easily. That there's just no point in doing that at Army. But he's a total Illinois guy. He's a Wheaton guy. He went to Milliken, and so I think he's originally from Peoria. So that might make a ton of sense as a guy that could sell the university to. And then Sean Lewis, Kent State, he's like 33. He's an up-and-comer. They average like 40 points a game. They have terrible defense, but hopefully he would hire a good defensive coordinator. But he's from Oak Lawn and has good I think he's from the Matt Campbell tree, I want to say, maybe. I can't remember exactly, but any of those three kind of makes sense as current guys that are on the come. Oh, baby. I think like the dream guy would be what the fuck's his name? It's Cincinnati, former Ohio State guy. Shit. He was one of Urban Meyer's guys. He's like the hot guy that I think waiting on Michigan, like on Jim Harbaugh to get fired, and he'll take the Michigan job probably. Finkel? Is that right?
That sounds right.
Does that sound right or whatever?
Ray Finkel.
But yes, exactly. I can't think of his name. So he's the guy that you know, Illinois grads would want, like, just throw a ton of money at him and see if he'll take it. But he turned down Michigan State last year. If you're going to turn down Michigan State, why would you go to Champaign a year later? It doesn't make any sense. So I don't know. I think the point is you got to get a guy who's actually going to create an identity, who's going to be there a long time and actually gives a fuck about recruiting. That sounds good. I'm into those three things. So we'll see. I'm excited. It's a deep pool to choose from. It sounds like they're one of the few high Division I jobs that are out there. So the timing's actually pretty damn good. So we'll see. I'm intrigued. It was time for Lovey to go, as much as it hurts my soul. Enough about Illinois.
No, I got you didn't mention Gus Malzahn. Is he going to be on the radar at all now that he's looking for a gig?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it, just because he's a Southern boy, probably not interested in I think the rumor is like he would just live on a beach for a year and then be in the running for another job in the SEC or the ACC. But yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's getting $28 million from Auburn. I mean, did you hear that? The first half of it's due in 30 days. They got to cut him a check for $14 million. Holy shit.
Is that
shit.
Not the dream right there? Like, God. That is...
Talk about a guy just like two middle fingers outside of downtown Auburn. I don't know. I thought of our old buddy Thod, who has been on this show,
yes,
who lives in Auburn. So as like a pseudo Auburn fan, but I think deep down he kind of loves it when they lose, just to see some of those people down there miserable. But he's a huge Illini fan, and I first thought, I was like, what if Malzahn, who I think he's always said he's a shithead, goes from Auburn to Illinois, and Thod would just lose his mind. So
yeah, I hope not. I don't want like a retread this time around. Like I mean, obviously, if he's good enough for Auburn, he's more than good enough for Illinois football. But I feel like that's a total Illinois move. They got Lovey after he was just fired by the Bucks. They got Zook just after he was fired by Florida. It's like, all right, those are two big names. You don't necessarily need like a big name. You need a dude who's going to actually build a program like they do in Wisconsin. Sorry to mention Wisconsin, Dan, but in Iowa, right? It's like, you know, it's, and what PJ's done in Minnesota. Like, you don't need, you know, I don't know.
You need like
you don't need Urban Meyer.
You're right. You need like a fiery young guy who's going to inspire young people. The opposite of Lovey. Like, it's just,
yes,
you need a staff. They put so much weight on the head coach has to be like a Midwest or an Illinois guy. And I think you're really limiting yourself being, you rattled off a bunch of like, who is the guy who like went to Milliken or the Peoria guy?
Monken.
Yeah. And that's great and all, but I mean, you don't need the top guy to be like the Illinois guy. You just need somebody on your staff to be the connector of talent to your program. So I don't know.
It would be a bonus, but it shouldn't be a prereq, right? I think it just so happens that three of the top options do have some Illinois connection, but you're right. Yeah, it could be a dude from freaking California. I don't care.
Yeah,
like,
just
win, baby.
Yeah, and it's funny. Hopefully you have two new coaches for your football teams this year. So, all right, let's talk about the Gophers. Gophers played at Nebraska this weekend. Those were two very mediocre teams. They win 24-17, moves the Gophers to 3-3. The Gophers stink. The first time they had played in like 3 weeks. The offense looks, I mean, it's funny to watch the Gophers. They can run the ball like no other. It's like just the their offensive line is pretty awesome. They create huge holes. Ooh. And they run the ball really well. And Tanner Morgan he has so much confidence throwing the ball. It's like very anti-Mitch. But their Gophers defense is awful. They're just terrible. So, but Nebraska stinks. It's always fun to beat Nebraska. There's not a more irrational fan base in the Big Ten. Like, everything they think they are is not, none of it's warranted at all. It cracks me up.
So true. Yes.
We're Nebraska. We're Nebraska. We're a blue blood team, and they haven't done nothing. They've done nothing of substance, and I'm here for it.
It's like Indiana basketball, where you're living in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I'll be honest, I didn't even know there was this extra play-in game or whatever the hell we're calling it until you told me on Twitter last weekend. So Gophers are matched up with Wisconsin. So that's fun. It keeps the longest rivalry going in history. I don't know. Look it up. I don't give a shit. For Paul Bunyan's axe. Gophers. So the game's this Saturday, 3 p.m. in Madison. Excuse me. Gophers are getting 11.5. Not enough. Not enough. Don't take the really? Gophers. I will end up taking them because I love losing money on the Gophers. I didn't this weekend, which felt really weird. I'm going to take the Gophers, but don't do that. I'm stupid. Don't do that. So.
That's a quote of the segment right there.
Yep.
I'm surprised. It's a rivalry game, though, buddy. Don't you just throw out the records? You throw out the spread, and it comes down to one possession?
Well, Iowa's a rivalry game, too, and we just got our fucking asses handed to us this year. So, and that tends to happen against the Badgers as well, as much as it pains me to say. So I don't have any confidence in them beating Wisconsin, but it'd be fun. I'm rooting for it. But like I said, be smart. Don't take the Gophers. I'm going to do it, but know that I'm going to lose money. I know I'm going to lose money, but I have to do it. It's the last game of the year. So, yep. That's it for the Gophers. You're Illini. I have another game as well. Who's the interim coach?
Rod Smith, offensive coordinator. He's about 800 pounds, and he's not great at coordinating offense, which is part of the reason that Lovie Smith is on the street. They play Penn State. They go to Jerry Sandusky's basement on Saturday afternoon.
Yep, they're getting 15 points. What would you do there?
You know, I'd stay away. It's easy to do in Illinois because you don't have the option. You can't bet on it. Because that is one of those random, like Penn State's terrible and Illinois obviously not good either, but if they have to play, they might as well play well. I don't know who they're playing for exactly, Illinois. I don't know. They could probably cover 15. I don't think Penn State scores a ton of points.
No, they suck.
I would just stay the fuck away though. Don't bet the game. Like, I'm stupid. If I lived in Iowa, I would bet on the Illini. But don't be like me. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay away, guys.
I would take it a step further and say don't even watch it. There's no reason to even watch the game. Lovie's gone.
Yeah.
The will to live is dead for the Illini football program this year. So just hang it up. Yeah. Hang out with your family on Saturday for once in your life and don't watch the Illini.
The only exception to that, I would say, is if Illinois announces a hire prior to Saturday, then bet the Illini, because then those guys might actually be playing for that new coach. Like, hey, don't forget about me next year, unless they just transfer out.
Yeah.
But so I don't know. But again, easy for me to say. Pritzker says don't bet on Illinois college sports.
Corrupt, corrupt. Okay, so you talked about Illini hoops. Let's talk about Gopher basketball. I actually don't know what it's like to see losses for my Gopher hoops because they're currently 6-0. They won last week in the ACC Big Ten Challenge against Boston College. They won 85-80 in overtime. So you're welcome, Big Ten. Thanks for bringing football back, Nebraska. They also beat another blue blood team, Kansas City, University of Kansas City, I think. Beat the hell out of them, 90-61. So Gophers are 6-0. They play Tuesday night in Champaign. I think I did see a line. It's 8. I think we were close. Mm-hmm. We said 9 or 10. I think it's 8 now. Yeah. So we can't bet it. I know you're going to give a prediction where the Illini is going to beat the shit out of them, but I wanted to give you something to look out for. Are you ready?
Born.
Okay. Ready. So you're going to want to look out for Gopher star 6'10 sophomore. I think he's maybe not a red shirt. Sam Freeman. He's from Dallas, Texas. If you didn't know where Dallas was. He hasn't played much yet this year, but you're going to look out for him because we all know, of course, 2 years ago, he was the number 18 prospect coming out of the state of Texas. All right. You're not going to want to see him down in the post like he did in high school. He averaged 1.5 blocks per game. So, you know, of course, his mom, Stephanie, dad, Sammy, and brother, Stefan, are looking for him to get some more run in the Big Ten. I don't know if you knew this. I think they've said it many times on ESPN. Sam plans to major in business management.
Wow. Yeah, I think Kofi Coburn is shaking in his shorts right now. He doesn't want to face Stefan's brother, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's shaking in his boots indeed. So Illini plus are given 8 to my Gophers. I don't even feel like I don't even need to ask you. You think the Illini are going to cover that easily, right?
Yeah, they're going to win by, I don't know, easily. I think they'll win by 12. You'll hit, it'll be 18 and Minnesota will hit 2 threes that don't mean anything to get it to 12.
I think the Gophers are going to shock the world and Sam Freeman. And they're only going to lose.
They're going to win outright?
No, they're only going to lose by 3.
You know, that's not crazy, right? Big Ten is tight. I hope you're right as long as Illinois wins.
In all seriousness, the Gophers are playing pretty well. They definitely don't have the same talent the Illini do. And I watched most of that, at least the second half of the Illini-Missouri game, and I mentioned this to you, that the fact that they were down and came back on the road against a rival like that is really is really encouraging. That's a good team. That Illini are a good team, even though they've got two losses on the books. They're like two quality losses for sure. So, it's Illini and Gophers are very Gophers have beaten North Dakota, or what was the team they played like seven times in the first week? I know they've only played six games. I'm not an idiot.
Loyola Marymount.
Yeah, that's right. The big Australian dude. So, should be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Ten's back, baby. I love it. It's going to be an awesome year for Big Ten hoops. No doubt about it. Even for your Gophers. I think that the Gophers, I think Rick Pitino Jr. is just, he's putting together a squad. They are quiet. They are going to sneak up on some teams, but hopefully not the Illini tomorrow night. Dan, a pleasure as always talking Big Ten with you. Stay tuned for the end of this segment where you're going to hear me sing to Frank's Northwestern Wildcats because I lost a bet. God damn it. Whose idea was that? Was that Mark? I think that was Mark in North Carolina. That was his idea, I'm pretty sure.
I think maybe I floated it out there. I'm not positive. Oh, so I'm sorry, but you're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome. See you next segment as well. Fans and eggs. We are going to Minneapolis. It's going to be red hot.
The hat was won just the other day. The Cats won again in the usual way. There were balls to catch, a line I to outplay. Always a route home or away. Northwestern won before I knew it as they do. I say, I want to be like you, Pat. When can I be like you? Wildcats scoring fatal offense on the move. Little boy Pat has his team in a groove. Will we ever beat them? We don't know when. Maybe I'll be dead by then. Maybe we'll all be dead then. The hat was won just the other day. The Cats won again in the usual way. There were balls to catch, a line I to outplay. Always a route home or away. Northwestern won before I knew it as they do. I say, I wanna be like you, Pat. When can I be like you? Wildcats scoring fatal offense on the move. Little boy Pat has his team in a groove. Will we ever beat them? We don't know when. Maybe I'll be dead by then. Maybe we'll all be dead then.
Well, the pen is dry, but my hams are soaking wet. You know a good lie has got some fans and eggs in it. I've waited my whole life for a chance to hear a segment with their fans while I suck on my beer. From Topeka to Maine, from Tokyo to Spain, we all want you here. We want you all here. From New York to Fort Wayne, by Greyhound or by train, I guess I'll keep waiting, waiting for fans and eggs.
Welcome back to Zero Doinks. This is Fans and Eggs, our fan segment where we talk to a Bears fan from across the country or the world. And this week we are going to Minneapolis. And if you're familiar with Minneapolis hip hop, you may know our guest as Styles from The Real Is Back Music. Or if you listen to other sports podcasts besides Zero Doinks, you may know him as Marcel on Across the Plane. It is Marcel in Minneapolis. Welcome, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I'm really excited.
Of course. Yeah, you're across enemy lines there in Minneapolis. How is it being a Bears fan in Minneapolis? And did you grow up there, or how'd you become a Bears fan?
So I'm born and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but my dad is from Blue Island, Illinois, which is just south of the city of Chicago. So he is a diehard Bears fan. So growing up, you in our household, you weren't allowed to be a Vikings fan. You're going to watch football, you were a Bears fan. There was no other options. There was no wearing purple and gold. That just couldn't be. So I've been a Bears fan my entire life, thanks to my dad. So I'm the reason why I have to watch us not have a quarterback every week.
Well, it's if you're going to be anywhere as a Bears fan, Minneapolis is a good place to be because, one, Minnesota people are just nice. And, two, what are Vikings fans going to say? I mean, they've been trash forever.
Yeah, being a Bears fan in Minneapolis, it's kind of funny because anytime anyone talks about the Bears, I can always say, well, I've seen them at least play in a Super Bowl, which is more than most Vikings fans I know can say about their team. I at least had the privilege to watch my team embarrass themselves in a Super Bowl. So, yeah, growing up in Minneapolis, a Bears fan, man, you get made fun of a lot because you don't have a quarterback, but it's always fun to poke back at them that they don't have a Super Bowl. So we may not have a quarterback, but we do have a Super Bowl.
That is true. Yeah, so they actually still try to talk shit even though they are Minnesota?
Yeah, because, I mean, they do have more playoff appearances. I'll give them that. And so that's kind of what they hang their hat on is that, well, you know, at least we make the playoffs. It's like, all right, cool. You always losing them. So no one ever remembers the playoff losers.
Have you been to their new stadium? It looks pretty sweet on TV, but, you know, it's no Soldier Field.
No, I actually never been to Soldier Field, which is on a bucket list of mine. But I've never been to the Viking Stadium for a Vikings game. I've been there for a concert before. But I will give them this. It's a great stadium. I do think it is a fantastic stadium. But I really want to get to Soldier Field. I really want to go this year. I, like, was planning it out and everything, and, you know, whole COVID situation happened. But one day I will get there. That is definitely on a bucket list of mine.
Well, up until this year, it was always good to come to a Vikings game at Soldier Field because we would always kick their ass. But, I mean, up until a few weeks ago.
Well,
so
yeah,
I think, man, you got to make it a point. You got some Vikings fans you can tag along, bring them to Chicago. They get harassed a little bit and see their team get their ass kicked in Soldier Field. I highly recommend it. Are you a Gopher fan at all?
So I do, you know, I respect the Gopher program. I'm not super into college football, but if I'm going to watch it, I'll be rooting for them, but I know what's going to happen. I never put too much interest into them because really college football is really not interesting to me until near the end and all the bowl games and playoffs and stuff like that. And I just know they're never going to be anything. Well, they played Auburn last year on New Year's, so that was a fun game to watch. But I know consistently they're never going to be there, so I don't really get into them.
Yeah, Dan's a big Gophers guy. He spent his first 2 years in college was in Minneapolis, right, Dan? He actually played for Glenn Mason back in the day, and then transferred back home to ISU.
Oh, that is awesome!
Yeah, the Gophers historically will have a good year like last year, and then they'll have a bad run for a while. So unfortunately, you were pretty dead on there.
that's just Minnesota sports in general. So
that's right. Are you, you a big T-Wolves fan?
I actually am a huge Timberwolves fan. They're at their preseason game is on right now, and they're getting just smacked right now. So as you can see, I love cheering for teams that disappoint me. But you know, I'm very hopeful for them. I love the Anthony Edwards pick. I really think D'Lo and Cat can be a very good duo in this league. So I am excited for them. I'm not gonna put too much hope into them because every time I do, they end up crushing me. But hey, I mean, they're really the only basketball. Well, that's not true. I'm also a huge LeBron James fan too. So it's either Timberwolves or wherever LeBron is. That's usually who I end up cheering for in basketball.
Is Kevin Garnett the best Timberwolf of all time? He has to be, right?
It's not even close. It's Kevin Garnett, and then you could literally put everyone else into their own category. He is just absolute icon here.
So were you happy to see him win in Boston, or was that kind of bittersweet?
So Marcel, as an adult, thinking back at it, is very happy that he won a championship in Boston. Marcel, who was 12 at the time, was definitely pretty salty that he was gone. And I was like, I hope he never wins a championship. He was supposed to win one in Minnesota, not in Boston, and he went and won one his first year. So I was a little salty about that. It's actually pretty funny because Kevin Garnett left here and won a ring in a year. Kevin Love left here and won a ring in 2 years. Jimmy Butler left here and went to the finals in 2 years. So that is kind of what we do. It's kind of what we do. So at this point, I'm happy when guys get out of here.
It's just a minor league team at this point. That's the kind of way it feels. They get their feet wet a little bit, and then they're gone.
I've been down on the kind of near the way teams benches for games, and I've definitely heard them call us a farm league. So, yeah, they were really bad when that happened. We get a little more respect now with Cat and D'Lo, but before them, it was bad.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, and the Bulls, you know, we gave you Jimmy Butler. I mean, at least we still have LaVine, but I think that's the only thing. Well, I guess Markkanen too, I guess, is part of that draft pick. But
I really look at that trade as a loss for both teams. Neither team really got anything out of it.
It definitely helps to put us make us feel better that Jimmy, we got rid of Jimmy, who is a superstar talent now, but now he's gone. So it's like, well, that would have happened here. At least we have Markkanen who can disappoint us for another year.
So I mentioned before that you've got a podcast called Across the Plane. Tell us a little bit about what that's about. I think it's you and three buddies and kind of what you talk about and where people can find you there.
So we've been doing Across the Plane for over a year now. I think we're coming up on 2 years. I think we started March of 2019. So yeah, I believe we're coming up on 2 years of that. Basically, we try to cover all sports, especially the local Minneapolis sports. But what ends up happening is we mainly end up talking about the NFL and the NBA. And it's me, my cousin Tresden, and then our buddies Will and Jake. And basically, we spend about an hour to an hour and a half talking about everything that happened in the NFL that week and the NBA news that's been going on. As soon as the NBA gets back going, we'll, get heavy back into Timberwolves basketball. When the NFL and the NBA are both going on, it gets really challenging for us to try to cut our show down because we love to talk about those two sports. But, we'll talk about baseball. Every once in a while, we'll have soccer. Last year, we talked a lot of Gophers because they were winning. They were exciting. They were worried they were talking about. We're not talking about them much this year. But, it's called Across the Plane because we try to cover as many sports as we can. Really, the only one we have never covered is hockey. None of us are into hockey. And we're the state of hockey. And we've been told that. Yeah. We're like, how come you guys not cover hockey? None of us watch any of it. None of us watch the playoffs, Stanley Cup. None of us watch any of it. So it just always gets left off. But it's been a lot of fun. We record every Monday and we try to have an episode out every Tuesday, drops at 1:30 on Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, Across the Plane, THA. We try to be a little different, find a little uniqueness to us. But we have a lot of fun. We talk a lot of sports. We get into a lot of arguments. but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's just basically four guys hanging out talking sports.
That's awesome. Yeah, we don't really talk any hockey on our show either. There's really
No, we don't either.
We're kind of part of that lost Blackhawks generation where, they were good when we were little and then they were never on TV half the time and then they were good again when we were adults and we had found out about women. So we were So no offense, Blackhawks. No offense. Yeah. And then you're
that's how we feel about the Wild too.
Yeah, there you go. And then you, I mentioned too, you're part of a hip hop group. But I don't know if you're a duo. I'm not up with the lingo. I am very white. But tell us a little bit about that. I actually did listen to some of your stuff earlier today. I thought it was awesome. But tell us about the Real Is Back music.
So 2015, I moved back to Minneapolis. I was down at Drake University for school a couple of years and flunked out of there and moved back home. And I've been making hip hop music since I was about 13 years old. So I've been doing it now for, I believe, going on about 12 years now. And when I came back, I was dating the woman who is now my wife. Her sister was dating this guy that she worked with, and they were telling me, like, oh, he does hip hop music. You know, you guys should check him out. And, you know, I get told all the time, I get told all the time, like, oh, yeah, so and so does hip hop music. You should do something together. And I'm always like, yeah, okay, we'll see. And he invited me over to come check out his studio. He was also a producer. He played me some beats. I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool. I really wasn't sure what he was into. And I'm not going to lie, he's a dark-skinned, dread-headed dude. So I saw that. I'm like, man, this dude does trap and drill music. I don't have a gangster bone in my body. And I was like, I don't know if this is going to work out. But he played me some of his music. And, you know, he's like, hey, he played me a beat. He's like, hey, let's work on this together. And I heard his verse on it, and I was shocked. I was like, yo, like, this man got, like, actually a lot to talk about. He's talking about a lot of issues that are going on in America for African-American males, and also the women as well. And he was really talking about a lot of issues that I felt like were important, and that I felt like I also enjoy speaking on. So we kind of just kept making music together, and, you know, we started performing together, and he's like, yo, for maybe the first few months or so, we just performed as two guys individually. And so one day we had a show. He's like, yo, I put our name down as the Realest Back Music. And I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. I feel like we need a name. We've been performing. And so I just thought of that on the spot. And we've been rolling with it ever since. Slowly, we've grown here in the city of Minneapolis. We believe our music has grown. We just released our first album on streaming platforms last February, called The Panda Effect. It took us 4 years to finally get on the platform, but we finally did it. We've released a couple different EPs this year. We're planning to release another album very soon. We're working on a movie project, a mini movie project, I should say, talking about the youth innocence here in America and how they're kind of shown racism throughout their entire lives and how we think they react to it. So it's been a very long project. It was supposed to be a project that only took like 2 months to do. It's been now going on over a year. And I mean, COVID definitely interfered a lot with a lot of planning and shooting we were trying to do with that. But yeah, we've been doing this for now almost 6 years. We mostly focus on a lot of issues that go on, you know, especially with the George Floyd issues. We've been talking about that a lot lately, speaking on it. It's been a great experience. I love making music. I don't make music for money. I really don't care if I ever get paid a cent for the music I make. I just like getting the message out there, expressing how I feel, being the word for people who may not be able to speak, may be too afraid to speak or too nervous. And I enjoy having that responsibility. I enjoy speaking my truth and speaking the truth for others.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was going to ask you, but I noticed that it seemed like you guys, you know, weren't afraid to speak out against with things that are uncomfortable to talk about. And that was even before 2020 when, you know, the George Floyd happened in your hometown. Did that change you guys in any way, or did it make you more comfortable speaking out, you know, against injustices, or kind of how did that frame what you guys have already been doing?
Well, unfortunately, this it really isn't the first major incident in the Twin Cities of a officer shooting an unarmed black man. We've actually we had Jamar Clark about 4 years ago that happened to him. And we had Philando Castile in a neighborhood just outside Minneapolis. Have a legal firearm and was fired upon when the weapon was saw. So we've been dealing with this for a few years now. The George Floyd incident was just it came at a really bad time. Everyone was had been cooped up in a house. Everyone had been stressed out due to COVID. Everyone's been just stressing and not sure how to deal with things. People are losing their jobs. And then we just had to have another incident like this drop in the middle of all that. And, you know, eventually you lose trust, and the people are going to lose trust in you if the same thing they've been fighting and crying about keeps happening over and over, and there just seems to be nothing done about it. It really hit me hard because it was the first time Minneapolis truly got violent due to it, at least in my lifetime. Places were being burnt down to the ground. People were getting hurt. I believe one man died in one of the riot fires. And so part of me felt like, man, this, you know, it's really sad to see my city up in flames like this, but a message had to be made. Hopefully our voices will now be heard, and I hope we never have to do this again. Unfortunately, there are still incidents going on throughout the city, and there's still just a lot of tension between police and the community. The truth is, I don't know if there will ever be a time where the community would trust the police, especially not here in Minneapolis or in a lot of other major metropolitan cities. There's just a lot of corruption in police forces. That a lot of things get covered up. A lot of things aren't spoken about. And we just got sick of it. But it was really an emotional time for me. But I overcame it. I wrote a lot of dope music for it. A lot of great music came out of it. And I hope, none of that music that was written for talking about that specific issue has been released yet. So hopefully my message is spread. And again, I'm not looking to make any money off of it. I just hope the people hear it. I hope the people love it. I hope the people learn that it's okay to speak out and learn to use their voice as well.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Marcel. Thank you for sharing all that. I mean, it's. You sound like you're doing incredible work. You sound incredibly busy as well with a podcast and giving a voice to those who don't want to speak out. And I'm happy to meet you. That's really, really awesome to hear, man.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to meet both of you as well. So
absolutely. Yeah. We're just a couple dopes here in Chicagoland, you know, so it's always good. It's always good to,
it's okay. I love Chicago. I love Chicago. I got nothing but love for Chicago.
Give your handle for your group and your podcast before we go. Where can people find Marcel?
All right. Well, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Styles, STYLZ _ rap is life. That's my Twitter and Instagram. You can follow Across the Plane on Twitter and Instagram, Across the THA Plane, PLAIN. That is for the sports podcast. We talk basketball. We talk football. Every once in a while, we'll talk baseball and soccer. Any other suggestions for sports we should check out, we're definitely learning to check out. I want to get into team handball. It's not big here in the U.S., but I know it's big in Serbia. So I want to learn more about it. I want someone to come on the show. But yeah, follow us there, Across the Plane. And then you can follow the music group on Instagram. The Real is Back Music is our name on Instagram. And TRIB Music is our name on Twitter, because The Real is Back Music is too long for a Twitter handle. So yeah, follow us there, TRIB Music, and The Real is Back Music on Instagram. And then, of course, you'll have connections to Will, Jake, and Tresden on all the Across the Plane pages. And then you'll have a connection to Cortez, Antonio Fix on the Real is Back Music page.
That's awesome, Marcel. Awesome. And the gentleman we talked to for last week's episode, Anthony in Cork, Ireland, he was talking up hurling as a sport. So maybe that's something.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it looks pretty amazing. So, and he's a big Bears fan. So maybe we'll hook you guys up. So
awesome. Take it awesome. That. That'd be cool. Appreciate it. Awesome. I appreciate you guys having me.
Of course. Of course. It was our pleasure. This has been Fans and Eggs on Zero Doinks. Hey, we're going to close this motherfucker out, as Dan Doinks likes to say pretty much every episode. Dan, this has been a fun episode. The Bears are back. They're obviously going to catch fire. They're going to win the next three. They are going to steal that number 7 seed, and then hell's coming to breakfast for the rest of the NFC, buddy. Don't you think? I think so.
Yeah. The Bears are back, all the way back. I've already looked at hotels in Tampa for February, so we will be there. Hopefully we'll get a vaccine shot before then. When are you getting vaccinated? Was that, or where are you at in line?
I'm not what they would call a first responder for anything, except for like if Hams was being released on the corner, I would be first in line. I would be eligible. No, I am very low on the totem pole, but yeah, I can't wait for somebody to put a needle in my dick. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's right. Are you telling me right now that podcasting isn't an essential worker?
I am not telling you that. No, that is you saying that right now. Yeah, let's talk to the guys at Anchor. Maybe they can do something for us, right?
Pull some strings, Anchor. Pfizer. I know you know people at Pfizer. They got podcasts. Come on. Just slip us something under our trousers. Come on, baby. Give me that shot. Booster. Okay. That got weird. All right. Let's Bulls basketball start.
Yeah, where you at with the Bulls? Baby. Where you at with them? You pretty pumped?
I'm all the way in on the Bulls. And I've said this on Twitter a few times. I feel like people don't think I'm serious. Coby White is going to be an MVP in the next 3 years. MVP. I'm all in. I'm a Coby stan. And I love him. The Bulls are back. Billy Donovan's going to bring them to the promised land. They're definitely making the playoffs. They've had two preseason games, so it's very clear that they are all the way back. Young talent all over that team. So, Bulls, yes, I actually did bet on Bulls wins, over 28.5 wins this year. Okay. So, Bulls are winning at least 29 games this year out of 72. I can't remember what the new schedule looks like. So Bulls looked shaky after the first game, looked better. Second game, they played Houston twice, very much like the Gophers playing Loyola Marymount 9 times this year. Oh, much better. Thank you for asking. No, I'm all in on the Bulls. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about them. Coby White, yeah, MVP within 3 years. Very reasonable. It's funny that you mentioned Coby White. I've been meaning to ask you since you had asked, I think it was during the off season for the Bears, you were thinking about getting a Coby White jersey and you're wondering what I thought about that. Did you buy a Coby White jersey?
I'm so glad you asked. I already own one and I just ordered a second one.
Yes.
You know, the new, all right. So I have the red one. And the red one I ordered, I was drunk, and I thought it was kind of funny to do it. And then this one I ordered, the new ones. Have you seen those with, like, the gray and the
– Yes.
Yeah, so I ordered a knockoff one that's coming from China. It was, like, $30, and it'll probably take, like, 6 months to get here. So also maybe another drunk purchase. So I'm all in on Coby White. I don't know if I'm – for real or not, or if it's just a running joke, but I think I've convinced myself that he's going to be amazing. He's fun to watch. He's a scorer, but he's going to be awesome.
Yeah, he is going to be awesome, and I think he's got the right coach to get him where he needs to go. They already look much more competent. Just listening to Billy Donovan talk gives you confidence as a Bulls fan. Yeah, I think I'll be very curious to see what Laurie does this year. I'll be very curious to see if he gets anything out of Wendell Carter too. It's a great time to be a Bulls fan because at the very least, you know, if some of these guys on the existing roster aren't going to work out, that's fine. It's not great, but at least you know that there's a new front office to make different decisions than Gar Foreman who is now a pelican. That's weird.
Yeah, an actual pelican, right? Yeah. He kind of looks like a cross between a turtle and a pelican.
He does. He has a very long face, incredibly long. Like, what's wrong with that guy?
He's got some sort of palsy that is unfortunate. I'm with you on all that. This front office definitely seems very competent. And I think I mentioned it last episode that I think the Bears should follow the Bulls model here and how they're firing and hiring. And I still believe that they need to get a team president in place who can hire a GM and they can decide what to do with the coach. That's how it should work. And so, yes.
Fuck you, Ted Phillips.
Fuck you, Ted Phillips. Get out of my life. So I'm excited for the Bulls. I don't know. I mean, it seems like expectations nationally are very low for the Bulls, and I drink the Kool-Aid a little bit. So I'm ready to be hurt. It's early. I don't know. They don't have any superstars. That's their problem. They don't. In the NBA, you need at least one, more than likely two superstars, and they just. Kobe will be one eventually, sometime in the next 3 years. But like Zach LaVine's not that guy. They just have a bunch of role guys right now. So I think they could be fun to watch. They could be, they could get into the mix a little bit. I think they can make the playoffs, but they're not winning at all. But my hope is they're good enough and they have enough young talent that they can finally attract talent now that they have Foreman and Paxson. Paxson's still with the team, but he's out of the mix. And I think he was a major deterrent for big-time free agents. So, Giannis, next year, Bulls.
That's right. Yeah, we got some good Greek food here in Chicago. You know, I mean, good God. Hey, do you want a spaghetti? No, that's definitely...
Spaghetti? Is that what you said?
Spanakopita.
Saganaki. Opa.
Yeah, just come on down, baby. We're just down the Hershey Highway, a little down 94, right? Let's go. It's not too far. Chicago, it's warmer. It's warmer in Chicago than it is Wisconsin.
So much warmer. It's like you can't even tell. Shorts weather here compared to Wisconsin. Absolutely. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. It's a fact. It's science. It has something to do with the equator and spraying hairspray, like aerosol in the ozone and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's so right. Is there any baseball updates? I don't think so.
Tony La Russa, I think, entered a plea deal, so he may not have to spend one day in prison. He may get house arrest. So we'll find out just before Christmas. So that's it from White Sox Corner.
What an asshole. Lance Lynn signed? Did we talk about that last time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fat guy.
I think it happened maybe that day. Yeah, nothing new. The Rule 5 draft happened. So you want to talk some Rule 5?
I don't know what that means. I hear that all the time, but I'll be honest. I don't know what that means. Do you?
It's fine. Vaguely only because of MLB video games. And, yeah, I think if you have an empty spot on your 40-man, you can draft somebody who's – I don't really know. No.
Where is he coming out on this?
I'm backing away from it.
Okay. All right.
No, somebody that's on somebody else's roster that they have to leave exposed if they don't have enough spots on their 40 to protect a guy.
We're going to need you to be exposed for the Rule 5 draft. Hobba.
Oh, God. Just take off your pinstripes. I want to draft you so hard.
I want to take you in my car in Maricopa County after 35 margaritas. I'm Tony La Russa.
Marcel from Minneapolis, or any of your friends, if you've listened past Fans and Eggs interview and this is really your first taste of Zero Doinks, we apologize. And you're welcome and thank you, per usual. This is just how we are, right, Dan? It's just, we're not going to change.
No, and this is like, these are our conversations normally, like not on with our mouths on a microphone. We just are idiots and assholes all the time. So this is, I don't even know if you're recording any of this, to be honest, and I don't care. So,
Dan's had a tough day, guys. Dan's had a really tough day. I think a lamp broke earlier during this episode. His wife apparently put a screwdriver, hopefully not inside your dog. That happened earlier during Bears Fantasy Corner. I think that came out wrong.
Yeah. And I feel like you could edit that stuff out if you'd like, cause that was probably hard to listen to. Jordan did go back, upstairs with a hammer. So that could explain, maybe she's just evening things out and breaking the other lamp. I don't know. I have a lot of unanswered questions, and it's been a long day, but go Bears, I guess.
Yeah, go Bears. This is the time when Mitch rises to the top. Big game against the Vikings. Kirk Cousins gets very nervous in games like this, so let's take advantage, guys. Let's go into the Twin Cities and let's fuck some shit up. Fuck you, Mike Zimmer.
Fuck you, Mike Zimmer, and your eye patch. He doesn't wear that anymore. He should. Yeah. He should, Mike.
I think he wears it outside his pants. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Oh. This is good-looking girlfriend. Remember that?
Yeah, was she the one that was taxidermied on his wall during draft day?
Is that a sex thing? I don't.
Minneapolis.
I have a buddy who I won't even say his name, but his wife spilled the beans years ago that she likes to pretend sometimes that she's a mannequin while he has his way with her because she's tired and she wants to go to sleep. So she pretends to be a mannequin. It's baffled me for years, and I bring it up every time I see the two of them. They're happily married. So that's how they spice things up, by believing they're in the hit movie Mannequin or real mannequins. I don't know. Maybe they switch it up, but that made me think of the taxidermied girlfriend, because it's kind of the same thing, right?
I think so. I have a lot of questions that, well, we can talk about off air, not the least of which is, would you ever with a mannequin?
No, I don't think so. No. I need a little interaction. I need a little back and forth. I can't. No, God, no. You?
No, Dan, that's disgusting. I'm offended you'd even think of that question, you sick fuck.
But what if the mannequin had the face of a Cornish hen?
No, I feel like that'd be disrespectful. You know, it's but a baby chicken, I think is how you describe. No, turkey. Getting my poultry confused. I don't know. It's just been a weird episode. That's
it really has. We probably should wrap this motherfucker up.
Yes, we should. Dan, looking forward to another great episode next week with the 7-7 Bears, most likely. It's been a pleasure, buddy. Go Bears!
Pleasure's all mine, my friend. Go Bears! Bye, everybody!
Bye!
Hubba, hubba, hubba. We'll be right back.
my God. Okay, hold on.
Down and let the winds guide you.